tomorrow. I'm wearing Dad's old Fun Run t-shirt and trying to snuggle with Snickers, but it's 85 degrees outside, so he's just not that into me. I'm ready for cold weather and sweaters and apple cider. School. Let's do it. Wednesday, September 2nd. In a word, blah. It was hot today, but I still wore tights and a sweater dress to get into the spirit of autumn. This girl with tons of hair looked me up and down and said, "Aren't you hot?" And I said, "No." So clever. Even though I was sweating like a pig. Then the girl opened the locker right next to mine. Great. Hannah and I have one measly class together, English, with Miss Murphy, who looks like an explorer. She's tan and her hair is a mix of blonde and gray. She was wearing tight jeans, a black blazer, and no makeup. After school, I saw her driving away in a red Jeep with the top off. We're reading The Crucible first. Griffin Gonzalez is in our English class, too. I accidentally bumped into him as we were leaving, and he said, "Oh, sorry." My campaign is officially underway. I have lunch at 11:12 a.m., all by myself. What kind of fascists make people eat lunch in the morning? When I'm grown up, I'm going to sleep till 11 every day and then eat brunch with my artist friends. I was reduced to sitting with Gloria Lingley, who has never had a haircut in her entire life. Her mom won't let her. She went on and on about this piano player called Keith Jarrett, never noticing that I don't even know who that is. I don't think I said anything but irk and all lunch. Sienna Ross is in my Spanish class, and so are all her stupid popular friends. I guess they left their language requirement until the last minute. Sienna was wearing a waterproof sports watch and no makeup. Her legs are probably longer than my entire body. I think she could feel me staring at her because she turned around a few times. The school is basically a bigger version of the junior high. Windows so narrow you could barely shoot an arrow out of them, tile the color of barf, and fluorescent lights that make everyone look undead. I got lost 4 times, but no one pushed me or called me fresh meat or anything. I give the day a C. Dad's making mac and cheese for dinner, and then probably Mom will call. She's big on debriefing after the first day of school. Thursday, September 3rd. The thing is, she's really busy. She can't drop everything and call me. She's probably in the middle of an amazing chapter. Friday, September 4th. Hannah said she thinks she'd make a great nun. What century is she living in? Are there even nuns anymore? Saturday, September 5th. Hannah's away this weekend with her parents, so I'm completely and utterly alone. All my homework is done and I've walked Snickers twice. Neither Zach nor Luke nor Griffin has posted anything new all day. Life is bleak. Sunday, September 6th. Dad forced me to watch Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. We ate ice cream from the carton, which Mom never lets us do. Maybe I'll be a gold digger when I grow up, like Lorelai. She doesn't give a single care what anyone thinks of her. Monday, September 7th. Last week, high school seemed like an interesting experiment. Now it's dawning on me that this is my life for the next 4 years. The bus picks me up at 6:55 a.m., so I have to get up at 6. 6:10 if I don't wash my hair. It's so early I feel queasy, literally queasy. I can hardly choke down my Pop-Tarts and Diet Coke. I'm half asleep until about noon. I finally feel awake after dinner, and then it's time to go to bed, but I'm not sleepy because I'm a teenager, and teenagers are naturally supposed to go to bed late and get up late. That's a true fact from nytimes.com. Our internal clocks are set so we get sleepy around 1 a.m.